start going through some of the lachas of Purim. I just want to start with one, which we touched on really in the Kriya on Shabbos. We lay in Parsha Shkolim, which in the Zman the Mikdash was Kayim. Every member of Kaisel would give a matzis, a shekel, to the Beis HaMikdash, and this was collected during the month of Adar, coming the month of Nisan. They would start using the new coinage, the new money for those years' kabbanis. For these purposes, the new year started Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so it's collected during the month of Adar, and therefore already before Rosh Chodesh Adar, they would make an announcement. They would make an announcement that we're going to start collecting the shkolim. So Chazal instituted that we relay the Parsha Shkolim, to inform us that we're going to be starting the collecting of the shkolim. We don't have a Chiyuv of Shkolim nowadays because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore there's no real Chiyuv to give Shkolim. What we do is we give something which is a Zecher for the Matzis of Shekel. It's a remembrance. Once upon a time that they gave this Matzis of Shekel during the month of Adar, and we're hoping that Hashem Mashiach should come. We actually Zecher to give a Matzis of Shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. It is pointed out that if a person says they're giving this coin, giving this donation, they should say that it's zecher l'machzis ha-shekel. It's not actually a machzis ha-shekel, because the halacha is if a person designates a machzis ha-shekel and he says it's for the machzis ha-shekel, but nowadays it'll actually belong to the Beis HaMikdash, then you can't do anything with it. So we don't want to get involved in that situation. So most person said that since nowadays it's understood, it's obvious what you mean. You don't mean to actually give to Beis HaMikdash. So if you did say it's for Master Shekel, it's not a problem. But it would be preferable to say that it's Echel Master Shekel. So there's one or two points about what exactly do we give. So the Ramah says the meaning is to give, take the coin of the country, and whatever coin is considered the basic coinage of that country, give a half of that. So in America, it's a dollar, so it would be a half dollar. Then he says, since it says in the Parsha of Shkolim, it says Shumas Hashem three times, so the minhag came to give three times that coin, so $3.50. Actually, the Shulchan Aruch does not mention this minhag, and therefore some Sfarim don't necessarily follow this minhag. Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal says that the minhag is to give, but actually the minhag for them is not to give three machzis hashekel, it's to give actually the weight of a machzis hashekel. So machzis hashekel was a silver coin, and you should give the value of that amount of silver. So I just did the calculation for today. It'll come out to be $5.50 would be the amount of a one matzis ha-shekel in the silver for today would be $5.50. A person would give that amount, the value of that amount of money, according to them. You do not actually have to give coins. You can give any size coin you want to give. You want to give it in pennies, the Gabi will not like you very much, but you could be yotze with that. You want to give it in dollar bills, you can do that as well. Even though there's a question using dollar bills for pidyon haben and other things, for this purpose, dollar bills is acceptable. A check is acceptable as well. The reason why the minhag, some people have to pick up the coins and dafka use those coins, there is one opinion which says you have to use dafka coin, which is very hard to understand why that's so. But if a person could not, once upon a time, people were very poor, and they could not afford to give a full amount. So the Gabi would put those coins in the plate on the bima, and each person would come and pick up those coins, be kind of them, and then donate them. And then they would give a penny to say they gave something, because they couldn't afford to give the full amount. So that's how the Mishabura brings, the Berlocha brings, there was such a minig, that they would actually do that because they cannot afford the full amount. Baruch Hashem, nowadays, nobody's saying he cannot afford $1.50. Chas Dei Hashem, it's not what we're grappling with. Chris has 50 kids, it's a little more expensive. But for the average person, if they're talking about $1.50, it's not something which is beyond their reach. So there's no need for Dafka to give those coins. Have a good morning.